have Wi-Fi for like 15 minutes, and I was just like, I don't know. There's literally nothing I was able to do except sit.
You know what you could have done? You could have read a book.
Read a book?
Yeah.
I don't even think there's a book in my house to read. Read a book? That's the worst idea. Why would you? What? Do you read books?
I do.
You read?
Yeah, I read.
What?
Dude, you can't. I'm sure I already know where you're coming from. You still have the high school perspective of reading, you know, which I get. Like, if we had a reading assignment in school and I came in and I'm like, I read the book, my friends would have kicked me in the nuts and be like, you read, you loser?
Wait, I can't believe
you have internet? There's Spark Notes, you nerd.
Yeah, that's insane.
So that's where you're still at?
Yeah, I mean, like, probably that's where I'll be at forever. Unless I'm reading scripts, then...
that I wrote? What is up, everybody?
People, how are we? Bye week complete. We are renewed.
We're back. We're rested up. We said, you know what? Listen, like, podcasting, yeah, we're making a ton of money. Yeah, it's fun. But it's still work.
Yeah. You know?
People ask me every day, like, are there some days you just don't feel like recording, all days off? Like, it's work sometimes, so we need some time off.
Yeah, it was a nice replenish. We're out here getting after it. We accomplished a lot of things in our time with this podcast, you know?
Yeah, eight episodes.
We're nine right now.
We accomplished eight episodes. That's,
yeah.
But a lot of other things, too. We got drunk. We drank my mom's alcohol.
Yeah.
That took a lot of effort.
We pretty much, we're about a tequila bottle deep into our podcast.
Two, at least. We owe
two?
My mom.
Oh, yeah.
We owe Helene a little bit. She even came on the show. We didn't pay her for that.
Mm-hmm. We were going to have to start paying people. The check is in the mail, and just wait on it.
Just wait. Be patient, Mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, we thought we needed a bye week. It turned into kind of a bye 2 weeks, you know.
It's great to be back here. This is like pretty much my first time leaving the house in like 2 weeks. Like, I haven't done anything.
Yeah. You're more of a social guy than me. You're like, even though we're taking a bye week, we should still like FaceTime and stuff. And I'm like, that was kind of the point of the bye week.
Yeah, we pretty much got nothing accomplished in this bye week, which is, you know, what you guys expect out of us.
Right.
You know? People were like, Tuesday and Wednesday, people were like, all right, where's the episode? And I was just like, we're taking a bye week. They're like, oh, you should have let people know. We're like, yeah, that was our plan.
Right.
But like, we bide the fuck out of this week.
We did. I mean, we
there was no practice.
Yeah. We practice what we preach.
Yeah, we practice what we preach. And yeah, it's pretty much, we're back here. Love to be back out here in Alex's beautiful backyard.
Still here. Still outside. Mm-hmm. What's going on in the last couple of weeks? There was that tropical storm that we had out here. That was fun.
Yep.
Super I'll tell you.
Super fun, Alex. I don't have any power.
Yeah, so what happened? You got damaged pretty bad.
Yeah. So there was no damage or anything. It was just kind of like we have these trees in our backyard that pulled on a couple wires, yanked them out of my house.
And that's it.
Yeah. We just didn't have power. We did have two rooms. I guess they were like the power split up into two, whatever you call it. Like, I don't know. I'm not an electrician.
I'm an audio engineer, but I don't know.
Yeah, whatever you call it. We had our power split up into two, whatever you call it. And
into two cords.
Yeah.
The voltage and the wattage didn't align.
Yeah, it was the generator or something. I don't know. But so we had two bedrooms. My bedroom and my brother's bedroom had power. So we pretty much just like ran a web of extension cords throughout my house to get cable and Wi-Fi. I didn't have Wi-Fi for like 15 minutes, and I was just like, I don't know. There's literally nothing I was able to do except sit.
You know what you could have done? You could have read a book.
Read a book?
Yeah.
I don't even think there's a book in my house to read. Read a book? That's the worst idea. Why would you? What? Do you read books?
I do.
You read?
Yeah, I read.
What?
Dude, you can't. I'm sure I already know where you're coming from. You still have the high school perspective of reading, you know, which I get. Like, if we had a reading assignment in school and I came in and I'm like, I read the book, my friends would have kicked me in the nuts and be like, you read? You loser?
Wait, I can't believe
Don't you have internet? There's Spark Notes, you nerd.
Yeah, that's insane.
So that's where you're still at?
Yeah, I mean, like, probably that's where I'll be at forever. Unless I'm reading scripts, then...
that I wrote. Unless I'm reading the...
I can't believe you read. Holy shit. That's like not all days off at all.
Listen, like, sometimes you got to know stuff, you know?
Yeah, but
you
got to,
like,
reading?
Know stuff. I mean, listen. I can go in two directions. I can either geek out, like I read the Game of Thrones books.
Geek out, okay.
On book, yeah. Listen, like
I watched Game of Thrones. Yeah. It was sick.
I liked it so much that I read it, which was, I'm not really a big fantasy
but wait,
reader.
So hold on. So you watched Game of Thrones. You liked it so much that you read it, but you know what happens.
No, it's different. Only like really the first two books, two or three books, align with what happened in the series.
Okay.
Because they finish the TV show before they finish the books. The books, there's still another one coming out. They're really good. You can shit on me for that, whatever. But like, what else do I read? You know, if there's stuff I'm interested in, like real life stuff. Like right now, I'm reading a book about
nerd.
it was the war of 1967 between Israel and Palestine.
Oh, that sounds sick.
Yeah, dude. Listen, I mean, like. At some point, first of all, girls like a dude that reads.
Really?
They don't like some just like hard-headed, like, books are for all fucking right,
I'm adding
pussies.
I'm adding a picture on my Hinge, just me reading a book with
you
glasses
should.
On.
You should. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who was actually in, like, some magazine. It was just a picture of him on the subway reading, and the headline was Hot Guys Reading. And he was just a dude reading. Like,
was
that's
he actually
what...
reading a book, or no? Or was
the
it posed?
Part was like, he was actually looking up from the book. You know, he wasn't even actually reading the moment the photo was taken. It was just a picture of him, like, smiling with a book in his hand.
That's funny.
But girls like a guy who reads. And, like,
I could pose like I'm reading a book, but I'm not going to read the book.
I mean, I can, since you don't have any books in your house, I can give you a book after this. We'll take a picture. We'll put it on your Hinge.
Oh, dude, for sure. I'll add that to the list of things to
do. But, dude, you don't see on Hinge all these girls, like, what I want to know about you, like, the last book you've read, like, that you never see that.
I mean, like, if anybody...
It's just an automatic X on that.
Yeah, I just X out.
you mean, like, textbook?
Yeah. Like, read, all right, words aren't entertaining unless they're my tweets. Or
yeah,
Alex's
you read Twitter.
Tweets. Alex had a...
I basically went viral.
Yeah, Alex had a 50-plus liker.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty funny.
And
all
I was convinced
that mentality too.
Yeah. Well, and actually that tweet, we can come back to the reading thing, but it had to do with the storm. You lost power. The tweet was about my dad, because I just realized after the storm, like, a tropical storm is a field day for a dad. Any sort of hurricane, natural disaster, there is nothing a dad enjoys more than seeing damage, explaining how it happened, and telling you how it gets fixed.
They just survey. They're just surveilling everything that just happened.
My dad literally was like, "I want to go take a walk around the block to see all the trees that fell." I'm like, "What?" And then so we're walking around the block, and he sees a big branch that came down. He's like, "Good, that branch needed to come down. It's been an eyesore for a long time on Lewis Drive."
The neighborhood committee was like, "Okay, thank God that one."
Yeah, that one fell down. But meanwhile, we had a tree fall down in our backyard. We had a huge branch that protected us from the sun. So now we're actually gonna get more sun on the deck, which isn't good for recording, but it's great for me getting tan.
Yeah. When our power got out, and I was just like, you know, I was looking around the house, I was scanning to like figure out what was going on. I felt like such a man when I found an outlet that works in our living room.
Yeah.
Because it's connected to my brother's room. It's like hard to explain. But once I found that and I connected the cable and the Wi-Fi, I was like, I'm such a man right now. And then I mowed the lawn.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna get a job. I'm just gonna become a dad.
I wish there was a girl here to watch me what I just did with the cable box. Yeah. Right now, because I could totally do it.
I'm plugging in the... I'm thinking ahead. I was being proactive. I was like, you know what? We need an extension cord going to the fridge or else our food's going to get bad. And I was just like such a dude.
I mean, girls like that too. You know, it would be even better if you're like, hey, I just fixed the cable. And you know what? Want to hear what I just read?
What? Yeah, reading is like always pretty whack.
I disagree. Listen, it was an intentional effort over the last couple of years for me to start reading more. I was like, I just want to read more.
Yeah.
I want to know stuff. I find it helps with like word recall. You're always like, hey, I wish I just spoke better. I wish I could think of what I want to say and just not stumble. Well, try reading.
Look, I'm also, you know, I was looking into, you know, reading for a purpose to like better myself and like, I guess, become smarter. But like, I would never come out and say, you know, I read that book. It was fun.
You would never...
I would never say it's, like, fun or entertaining. I would never... I would be like, I did that. It kind of sucked, but I'm a better person because of it.
It's just, like, you would never, like, gloat to your boys about the book you just
read.
Oh,
no. See, if like, I ever read a book... If I ever read a book the entire fucking world will know about it. I'm being like, look, everybody, I just read this book. It was good, blah, blah, blah. I read books now. Did you read a book today? Probably not.
You don't have to read the whole book in one day.
I mean, like, yeah, I probably won't do that, but...
It's funny because I feel like our social groups are pretty similar. But my boys, like, we don't, it's not like we're in the group and like, dude, just read this great book. Like, sending each other. We don't
is
have
that
like
what a, you guys talk about?
We don't have a book club, but like, they definitely read. And if I'll bring up a book that they also read, we'll like talk about. But we're not just like, you know,
yeah.
Like we don't have a book club. I don't know. You just, first of all, if you get into a book you like, it's great. It is.
Okay.
It's not.
Like, it might be better than torture, but I wouldn't say great.
I mean,
it's very, very, very difficult for me to believe you that if I start reading a book, I'll enjoy it. Like, I'll do it.
I'm not sure. I'm not saying myself. You will. You may just be one of those forever, never readers.
Forever, never readers.
Forever, never
wow.
reader.
Is yeah. that a term?
Just, I don't know. See, word recall. I just come up with stuff because I read so much.
That was bars, honestly. That was bars.
Yeah.
Wow. You should write rap.
Are you a forever never reader?
Forever never. Yeah. Having no power was really tough. Even though I had cable and Wi-Fi, which was good, I had no AC for the past like 4 or 5 days.
That's unacceptable.
It's horrible. But it was honestly horrible. But at the same time, it was good because without having AC, I could just do nothing and still sweat. So, like, I just didn't do anything all week. I was like, oh, I sweat when I ate that bacon, egg, and cheese this morning.
Yeah. So, like, I think I burned all the calories I ate.
I just burned off all my calories eating this bacon, egg, and cheese with a puddle of sweat under my arms.
That's so, like, if the power went out of my house and we didn't have AC, everything came back except for AC, I would be throwing a fit with my parents.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I did not be your child. And I did not come back to this house during a pandemic to hang out with you guys in no AC, okay? I'm here for you.
Yeah, that's funny. It was just like everything I was doing, I was sweating. I was like, this fucking sucks, but I'm shredded right now.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Thanks.
You're looking good, yeah.
Needed that.
It's good for the skin too, right? You sweat stuff out, sweat out the toxins. I don't know, maybe don't get AC back.
We'll see. I went to Harmon before I came here, actually. I had to get some hair gel. And I was like the first time I walked into air conditioning in like 4 or 5 days. And I was just like, I just like completely forgot how cool it was.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It is. It's a life changer. What did we do? But this is also part of the reason why I haven't gone back to my apartment in the city is because I just have one of those shitty AC in window units.
Oh, my room gets freezing.
I mean, it blows right on my bed, but still, it's just like,
yeah,
this AC at this house, I don't even hear it. I don't even know that it's
central,
on. It's just
it's
cold.
Just central air.
It's just cold.
Cold.
Yeah. So what else went on? Over this like past bye week, I got back up on stage again. Sort
wow.
of. Yeah, I got back up on stage at a strip club.
This is 2-0 Alex right now.
2-0 Alex in stage time. Mm-hmm. You know, some of us are working harder than others. What can I say? but yeah, I did a show at a probably illegal outdoor strip club. I just can't imagine that during
a strip club.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that a pandemic, you can just like have a strip club outside. I can't imagine that that's lawful, but I'm thankful for the stage time.
Yeah, you have to tell me everything about this strip club show. Were titties out?
So, no. So, I think that's part, like, it's a strip club. Obviously, they can't have indoor activities going on right now. So, this producer, Rich Carucci, thank you for the spot. It was a fun show. He hooked it up. He's producing the show. And, no, it wasn't lap dances, because I don't think, social distancing, I'm pretty sure, includes lap dances.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't, that's one of those things, you know, you just can't do during
Cuomo
a pandemic.
Just passed another bill. He's like, all right, everything, you still got to stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
If you're a stripper, though, you got to make some money. So go get them.
I wasn't going to do it, but I did. It crossed my mind, like, if I just snitched on this right now, like, I could post this on Twitter that I just snitched on this illegal, and, like, some people would think I'm a hero.
Yeah.
For like, helping save New Jersey during the pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
I thought about it. It was like, it's like in college, we would call the cops on each other's pregames. Which is, like, the lamest thing ever.
Yeah.
So I was just going to call the cops on this party to get it broken up, but that's because the crowd didn't laugh at my jokes that I thought about doing that.
Of course.
No, but I mean, obviously, like, listen, the crowd that is dying to go to a strip club during a pandemic is probably not the biggest comedy fans. Or if they are, probably not, at least not the type, my type of comedy. But hey, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time, I'm sure.
But then, so, like, I was the last comic up. And everyone, I think some people that were there for the comedy, but most people were there for the titties.
Really? So, like, I was kind of wondering how it was, like, promoted.
Yeah.
What time of the day was it?
I think the show started at like 7, so that's a little early to start stripping. You know?
Yeah.
I was never a stripper, but I think the shifts are usually like the A team comes around 8, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it was mostly patrons hoping for a strip show. And then there was like 8 comics. I was the last one. I just felt like I was like cock blocking this entire audience. They're like, dude, I've been locked in my inside with my ugly fucking wife in Hackensack. I came here to get an ass shaking in my face. I don't want to hear about the suppository that you have in your pocket because you have seizures.
Can you imagine trying to go? You're just wanting to go to a strip club. And you're like so sick of your stupid fucking life. And you just show up and Alex is telling his seizure jokes. You're like, Can I catch a fucking break here?
I'll say I broke them. I got some laughs. Listen, it was not the best situation for comedy, but it was a fun show. And it was it's been so good doing comedy like once a week because it's way more fun when you're just doing it once a week.
Yeah, 100%.
I thought because we felt like we were being rushed off stage or like no one was like cheering, titties, but you could sense the cheer, you know. At the end of my set, I was almost gonna start the cheer. I was like, all right, guys, ready, titties, and then like the strips come out, but that's not what it was like. The show ended. I thought immediately it would be a parade of strippers, but it took some time for the activity to like pick up.
Oh, so they ended up did have it. So like they were doing like they were stripping outside.
There was a tent. It was a tent.
Interesting.
But they weren't doing. It wasn't lap dancing. It was just like
shaking
ass and face.
100%.
One thing millennials got right is ass over titties.
Yeah. Well, Matt. Now another question. So they're dancing. When it comes to tipping them, like you know, usually you kind of just like shove some dollar bills. You know, up wherever they, in whatever they want kind of thing, like in like the little strings and stuff. Like, is it just kind of they throw it on the table now? Like, because they can't touch it, but you still got a social.
There's actually like a vacuum sealed bag that you put the tips in and you write the string. No, I mean, they were still just like putting it in their fucking.
It was all
them,
though.
nothing changed about that. That was all the same.
Interesting.
And there were some people throwing bills, which was dumb because it was windy and there were fans blowing.
Yeah.
But it definitely was not. Because a lot of the comics, me and the other comics stuck around because we were just like, I just want to see what goes down at the strip. Because, you know, but it took an hour or so for the action to pick up.
Was it worth waiting or no?
No. It was more just like, it was more to get great pictures of me. Because I posted a video of me in an outdoor strip club. The amount of people that hit me up, like, dude, where is this?
Yeah, it's great social media content.
Yeah, that was really probably the biggest reason why I stayed. I was like, I just want to. But then, like, obviously the family wasn't so happy.
Your family.
Outdoor strip club during a pandemic. So I wear a mask.
Wear a mask?
I didn't get a lap dance. Like, what?
That's funny. That's great that you did that. I went fishing.
Fishing
with my dad. And it was cool. At first, it sucked. And then I started catching fish. I was like, this is fucking sick. Like, I could literally just, you know, get my own food and put it on the table for my family.
More man stuff.
Just
feed my family.
Just capture some fish and then throw it on the fucking grill. Like a true dude does.
You come home with them like slung over your back, like a long.
Yeah, dinner's ready.
Dinner served. I got this one,
yeah,
Mom.
Yeah, dinner's ready. Don't worry about it. I got it.
And she'd be like, can you just clean your fucking room? Stop bringing home all this fish.
Stop bringing dead animals in the house. I can get it.
La Piazza's down the block. They have fish too. We don't need you bringing home fish. You know, it's funny. You're getting La Piazza. I think my family's getting La Piazza.
I mean, like, why wouldn't you ever get La Piazza?
It's true. What are we thinking? Italian? I was like, you mean La Piazza?
Yeah. It's like, what other? The place across the street from me actually has, like, a very good buffalo chicken roll. Super cheap. Bella Vista.
I know that place. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Massive, too. It's like $7 for, like, this massive buffalo chicken roll. Yeah. It's also great. But obviously, La Pizza till I motherfucking die.
But no, I've never seen a pizzeria that has that kind of buffalo chicken roll where it's just, like, a regular chicken roll, but the chicken has the buffalo sauce. And But, like, I've seen other ones do it where it's just, like, a regular chicken roll, but it comes with, like, hot sauce.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not at all. Like, tomato sauce and hot sauce.
Put some effort in, all right?
Yeah, I mean, figure it out.
That's funny. One thing that was funny about fishing was I kept catching fish, but none of them, I wasn't able to keep any of them. A lot of them were sea robins, which apparently is like, they taste like shit. I'm just like, that's the best gig you could possibly have. It's just a buffet of food for you. And like, you catch, like, you know, you get, the people catch the fish and then they just throw it back in.
The sea robin is a good gig.
great gig to be a sea robin.
Yeah, because you're just like, they keep throwing out strings of food.
It's
like,
free food every day.
Yeah, I'll take a hook in my mouth for whatever you got on there. I haven't eaten in like 6 months.
That's work.
Because fish, I think they eat probably once every, I don't think they eat every day, you know?
Yeah.
So like when a fishing boat comes in with a bunch of Jews from Long Island who don't know what they're doing, like, oh, they came sea robin fishing.
Yeah, fishing is also great if you're short, you know? Like humans, like we got to be at least 6 foot in order to get laid. But like fish, like they stay alive if they're smaller because you can't keep them. It's legal. Yeah. Great gig.
But it's almost like a parrot. If you keep biting on the hook, you're going to get bigger. And eventually you're going to get heavy enough where...
Not if you're a sea robin because they taste like shit.
That's why you don't keep them because they taste like shit.
Apparently. I asked. I was like, why the fuck? I'm like, I'm catching all these fish. They're like, nah, not good enough. I'm like, what the fuck you mean not good
enough? I think it's because they weren't big enough. There's like there's a minimum size that they need to be.
No. Sea robins, like you catch a sea robin and they're just like, throw it back. Ah, just another sea robin. I'm like,
no
oh,
matter
that's a great...
what size it is, you have to throw it back.
Yeah, I caught some big sea robin. And then I was just like, I caught like 7 or 8. My dad caught 7 or 8, and we weren't able to keep any of them. I'm like, maybe we're sick at fishing, and like we should be in a better spot. It's like, did anybody get a keeper today? Probably
who's the
not.
Here?
Yeah, like, can we like go in a better spot? I'm out here catching all this fish that I'm not allowed to take home.
Like, yeah, I remember going fishing as a kid, and I just like didn't get it. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I am like 8 years old. I just pulled a fish out of the water, and you're saying I don't even get to keep it?
just throw it back in.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, I'm ready to leave now. I did it. I fished.
Yes, like, awesome. This is fun.
This is why I'm not an outdoors kid, Dad. Because the outdoors is stupid.
It was good because I didn't get too many mosquito bites being out on the water.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's always a plus. I mean, also a big part of why... this bye week, I think, was especially unproductive, was sports is back in full throttle. Mm-hmm. It's back. I had my skepticisms about watching baseball and hockey, but it's been awesome. And it saps all your motivation, really, to do it. Just knowing that every night at 7 p.m., like, primetime productivity for me when it comes to, like, comedy stuff, is like, nah, I'm book solid from, like, 7 to 10. 30, you know?
It's funny. The Mets, they started off, they were sucking. I was just like, cancel the season. It's over. Yeah. We don't even want it. Baseball's done. Like, you're being so irresponsible right now. The entire Miami Marlins have COVID and baseball's still going on. I'm only saying that because, like, the Mets were sucking.
Yeah.
But then the Mets started playing decent. So, like, are the Mets playing well because they're playing the entire minor league team of the Marlins because they all had COVID? Or, like, what's
the deal
with that?
Well, it's funny because that group of Marlins team was actually, like, they couldn't lose. They kept winning.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay, the Mets, first of all, they started off terrible. And I was in the same book. I was on the same page. I was like, end this season. Either give the team COVID or give me COVID. Because I've like had enough. You know, I'm done with this.
Apparently everybody's had enough, you know, even some players.
But what I've learned over the years of the Mets is that there's no such thing as good things happening to the Mets.
Of course.
Even though they're playing good now, it doesn't matter.
Just wait for it.
It doesn't matter. Like every time I used to get sucked in to the late inning rallies. Mm-hmm. All that means is that, oh, they're down 2 runs and they've got the winning run up at the plate. They got a chance? No, it just means that they have a chance to lose in a more embarrassing fashion.
The Mets are phenomenal at leaving runners in scoring position on base.
I mean, that's been their thing. Yeah. I mean, they're just... So, like... And this is why I love why the Mets were in the news recently is because one of their players just straight up ghosted them. And this was right after that really bad... They had a couple really bad losses. Yeah. The next day, Yoenis Cespedes, who, if you're not a Mets fan, like, you don't need to know much about him, but he was like kind of a legend for the Mets because he 100%. Took him, put him on their back and took him to the World Series. So, like, and he just... There was game day, 12 p.m., players supposed to report to the park. Yeah, where's Yoenis? Anyone seen Yoenis Cespedes? Like, no one's seen him. No one's heard from him. They're texting him. They think he's dead. They had to send somebody to the hotel to go knock on his room. Like, he was like some drunk dude in Puerto Vallarta on spring break, like checking on their friend to make sure you're okay. And it turns out that he just straight up bailed.
He just stopped.
And when I first heard I was like, that's what the Mets are missing right now.
Yeah, we need more of that.
We need more of that.
We need more of that.
Listen, Mets fans were upset. And we do have some culpability here in what happened. I mean, Yoenis is a listener.
Mm-hmm.
We met on the set of Prospects a couple years back. He wasn't playing. He was a fan. He reached out, and he listens to the podcast. And we did a whole thing on, you know, bail.
Yep. Just it's not even worth it. It's irresponsible if you don't bail.
If you don't want to be there, you shouldn't want to be there. They're an embarrassment of a team. I get it. I wouldn't want to be there. I don't want you here.
Yeah.
I don't want the team to exist anymore. I want this season to end. I don't want it to happen.
It shouldn't be happening. It should be over because the Mets aren't that great.
No.
And the Yankees are doing good. So cancel the season.
Yeah. End it now.
Just end it. And it's pretty fucked up that the Yankees are, like, playing good and they want them to play good. Like, people are dying.
People are literally, like, how selfish of you,
how
Aaron
could
Judge?
You, yeah, like...
How dare these baseball players think that they are more important than the hundreds of thousands that are dying?
If you're going to go out there and win, it's fucked up. If you're going to go out there and lose and not try, that is a statement of protest. And it's obviously, you know, saying that the Mets are like, okay, like, we shouldn't even be here.
Yeah. I mean, Yoenis said he opted out of the season due to COVID concerns, but a video showed up of him, like, literally salsa dancing at an indoor club, like, a week before he opted out. So, clearly, he was opting out because he knew it was irresponsible to continue to play on a team that is such an embarrassment. And I thank him, and I want more Mets players to follow suit. And another one did. Marcus Stroman today, another listener, dropped out. Thank you, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus. That's so funny. Like, he opted out, and then TMZ has a headline, Yoenis Cespedes is caught dancing with sexy lady. That's yeah. Literally word for word. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Hey, that's a guy who knows where his priorities are at.
Yeah.
And I respect it. Listen, sports are back, though, and we were talking, because we hadn't caught up in a while, like, what should we do for next episode? The NBA has been getting a lot of, like, the bubble and the snitch line and all that. It's just been culturally hot. Everyone on Twitter's talking about it. We're like, let's try watching some basketball.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, Alex, I think we should watch more basketball. You know, I see. It seems like everyone's just talking about it. It's like the one it's kind of like the universal sport where if you like sports, you kind of like basketball. But both of us were pretty similar in the sense that we were kind of more like hockey guys. And I never really got into basketball. For me, I think it was the fact that there was never really, like, the Knicks just always sucked.
Yeah.
And basketball after that, for, like, throughout my childhood, was kind of just like, oh, this one player is really good. I'm going to be a fan of this team in Oklahoma City. And, like, I hated that. Yeah. I hated that. I hated the fact that, you know, all these people in New York were kind of just becoming fans of other teams because the Knicks sucked. Because, like, if the Knicks were good, I would watch more basketball.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I didn't get into basketball as a kid is very simple. My dad refused to take an hour drive to the city to watch a basketball game. Like, that's the only, like, we would go to Islander games because it was, like, 20 minutes away, really easy. And and Mets games were easy. So, like, it's a very simple reason why I'm not.
So, it was a convenience factor? It wasn't like,
oh, 100%.
That's hilarious.
That's why I'm not a big Jets fan either, because my dad was like, go to East Rutherford, New Jersey when it's freezing out. Are you kidding
there?
Me? Yeah. Go watch baseball highlights.
That's such an all days off mentality. That's hilarious.
I mean, you know, and I'm glad that he didn't make me a big, because, I mean, the last thing I need in my life is another embarrassment of a franchise.
Yeah.
But so, like, you're right, though. Like, basketball, it kind of is, I feel like it's divide. You're either a hockey guy or a basketball guy. We're big hockey guys. So, for basketball, it was just never a thing for me. And I was also, like, terrible at it as a kid. Yeah. Like,
I kind of sucked, too.
I was so bad at it.
That's funny. The thing is, it's funny because, you know, your dad never wanted to do that, never wanted to go, like, into the city for basketball. He just wanted convenient. My dad wasn't like that. My dad loves sports, but, like, when I told Alex, I'm like, we should watch more basketball. It's relevant, blah, blah, blah. Everyone, like, it just makes it seem like more sport. If you start talking hockey, it would, like, pretty kind of, like,
yeah,
narrow down our fan, not narrow down our fan base, but, like, not too many people that are listening to us are big hockey fans.
Yeah.
But I turn on a basketball game, and my dad's like, why the fuck are we watching basketball? And he threw on this ridiculous show instead. Alex is, like, texting me all these notes that he has for basketball. I'm like,
yeah, I'm actually working. I'm like, Corey, we agreed that we were going to watch an NBA game. I'm going to turn it on right now. And I'm, like, sending him my observations. Like, yeah, I'm watching So You Think You Can Bob for Apples with My Dad or something like that, whatever you're watching.
I put on the NBA game, not even 2 minutes. My dad's like, why the fuck is this on? And then he tunes into this random show called Cannonball. It was the most absurd show. It was entertaining, honestly.
More entertaining than the game. I'm
sure. It was so absurd. It was like the douchiest people all acting out. I think it was from like 2017. It reminded me of like the MTV in the 2000s where you had those shows where, like, this guy hates his girlfriend and, like, his mom wants her, like, his boy to get a new girlfriend. Like,
so we made his mom, his girlfriend, and the new girl have a threesome. Catch what happens next on fucking Fuck My Parents.
It was the corniest show ever, but it was entertaining because, like, it was like this water slide theme show where like you have to be like an athlete kind of,
right?
And like you do all these like activities up. It was kind of like a the American Ninja show,
American Ninja Warrior, but
only over water.
World version,
yeah,
like
And these people, you just have these people just sliding down 100 feet slides and then just catapulting up. And then you had to like hit, you had to like go as high as you can and like touch it as high as you can after like you there was like this thing floating. Mm-hmm. So like, you just see these people just like darting up and just fucking banging into this thing in the water. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is way better than the NBA.
Yeah.
So because it's like, because we had a, also the reason why I was down to watch was you were telling me and a lot of other people were telling me like these games have all been really good. They've been really close. Like yeah. They're high scoring.
That's what I love. Too.
Also, basketball fans are always like, it's great. They're not playing defense. Like, why? Why is that fun?
Yeah.
You just want to see them give up on half of like the sport. That's like entertaining, but whatever. So I turned it on and it was Lakers Rockets. Apparently, it wasn't a big game, but for a casual basketball, I was like, oh, I'll watch LeBron, I'll watch Anthony Davis, I'll watch James Harden. LeBron's not playing, obviously. Like, of course he's not playing.
Yeah, he's chilling. Yeah. Let him chill.
He's like, he's like not really comfortable with, like, it's weird for him not playing in front of fans and having everybody cheer for him.
So is that
like,
what it was? No.
That's not why he's not playing. I think he has an injury.
Yeah.
But great excuse, respect.
Yeah.
But also, I think he's just like not happy with like playing in the bubble, whatever. Most of them aren't, but just like, you know, play the game, I guess. But so I turned it on. It was so boring. They weren't playing offense either. Like the whole game, it was just so fucking boring. Here were some observations I sent you. Some of the players, like Dwight Howard, is still in the NBA.
Yeah, he's been going after it. He's like the Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah, but not nearly as good. Yeah, right. Yeah. Like Jaromir, like was actually a good player late in his career. Mm-hmm. Dwight doesn't like, and like he's still playing. He has purple hair. You know, he looks like he was hanging out at Chaz during like before the bubble. And I was like, all right, great, okay, he's out there still. Also, like, I really like the virtual crowd that they
did. Yeah, I love the virtual crowd. I was kind of upset hockey didn't do it. Yeah. Because, like, one of the first games, somebody came down the line and scored a goal, and, like, you could see behind it, usually there's just, like, an uproar of fans and everything. Right. And you just, like, saw empty seats, and it was, like, kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. So. They did a good job, like, blocking out all the seats, but I like the virtual crowd. I think it only works for basketball. I don't think they can make it work for hockey just with, like, the sight lines and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, it looks hilarious. Yeah. It's so funny.
They had Lil Wayne there.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was there. There was one, a guy was just sitting there, like, with an actual goat. he was just a guy sitting, chilling with his goat in the virtual crowd. So, like, honestly, that was the best part of the game.
Yeah, it's funny.
But without, I think they handled that well, the no crowd. But then, like, on, like, in-game noise, like, in hockey, it's been great. You just hear the refs calling, like, no offsides, like, no icing, and the players chirping. But in basketball, you just hear a bunch of dudes grunting and, like, yelling. It's just like you're watching a tennis match with, like, 10 guys.
That's funny.
So it was, like, a lot of grunting for me. That made it hard to watch. And it was boring.
Yeah. I tuned in. I was just like, there's nobody in net right now. There's nobody in net. It's like an empty net. Just shoot the ball. And like they kept passing him. Like there's literally nobody blocking the net. Just shoot
it.
Yeah, it made no sense to me.
Yeah, so it was boring. So I turned on the WNBA game that was on.
Yeah.
And I watched that.
Is that more exciting?
It was more exciting. So yeah, I guess I gave it a shot, NBA. I don't know. Is that it? Like, do we try again?
No, we'll be back. We'll be back. Hockey is over now, so like I'll start watching NBA.
Hockey's very not over.
I know. I know that's not. Because the New York Rangers just acquired the number one overall pick in the 2020 draft.
And this is where everyone turns off because, again, they're not hockey. But okay, yeah, please, gloat. Go. Say what you want.
New York Rangers are going to be a dynasty for years to come, and the New York Islanders will go back to being irrelevant in their stadium in Belmont.
It's just, I love when teams, all they have to look forward to is next year because you're not playing anymore and we're still playing. It's great. So we can end it there.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of sports. I was thinking, me and you both still have, we're cable guys. We have cable boxes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which is very unmillennial of us.
Everyone likes to stream. And I know people like moving into the city. I'm newer into the moving into the city than you are.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot of talks with my friends like, oh, do you have cable? Do you have a lot of people I know like just don't get cable and they're like, oh, like I don't even need it. Like I have all these streaming services, but like I can't do that. I need cable. I need live TV.
I need most of my TV watching is like, it may sound dumb, but I love surfing channels. I love starting movies 100%. Like an hour in and then just being like, all right, that was the scene I like. I'm going to go to another movie. I like having a last button where I can just go back. I haven't used the last button in so long because there's finally been two sports games on at one time. I haven't watched a single commercial, just last. It's basically streaming.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing. No commercials, just last. I haven't had to do that in a long time, and I love that.
Yeah. Cable's huge. I love Because if you don't have cable, you have to know exactly what you want to watch and then choose something to watch. Yeah. I can't do that. No. I need it to be chosen for me, or else I'm just going to spend hours upon hours figuring out like what I'm trying to watch.
Yeah, I need the schedule. This, it's on at 7 p.m. Coverage starts at 6:30. Turn on this channel. I'm there. If it's like, you figure out what you want to do, nah, it's too much.
I just like tune into Comedy Central. I'm like, all right, what are they giving me right now? South Park, perfect. What episode? Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. I just like play it.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, if I was like, you know what, I'm in the mood to watch South Park, I'm going to go on to the Comedy Central app and watch it, or like South Park Studios, whatever. I would still have to go and figure out which episode out of the hundreds of episodes to watch. I'm just like, well, I saw that one too many times. Well, this one, I needed to like, I'm going to spend, it's funny because whenever I wanted to watch movies with my friends in college, we always had this on-running joke that we have to argue for at least like 30 to 40 minutes before we choose anything, or else like we'll bail on it.
Yeah.
If we chose something too early, be like, no. Yeah. What about Cars 3?
We haven't thought this one through so much.
Yeah.
You have like, to run down the list A to Z. First you start off with the genres, then you go, all right, let's just go alphabetical top to bottom, and then we'll see what we're feeling.
Someone will throw in a wild card out of nowhere and you'll forget your like original movie pick for the day.
Yeah. Along the lines of trying to stay in tune with what's hot these days, like the NBA, a new banger dropped that everybody's talking about called WAP.
Yep. Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion dropped another one.
I already knew what WAP stood for. Everyone knows what a wet-ass pussy is.
it's a hot song, and everybody's talking about it. Let's dive in right now. Let's see what the hype is about.
Let's just go right into it.
All right, cut it. So the beat, it say there's whores in this house?
Where?
Where is this house?
Where is this house?
I'm about to pull up my Google GPS right now. Somebody give me an address because I'm on the fucking way.
These whores can't come to my house because I don't have enough outdoor space, but if they have outdoor space at that whorehouse, I will go to that whorehouse.
Please tell me where this house is.
Where are these whores at? I have a temperature gun. We can make this safe. I'll wear a mask.
We'll do whatever needs to be done in order to conquer. You know, it's been a while.
It's been a dry year.
It's been a dry 2000s. It's been a dry millennium.
Yeah. All right. Whores are in the house.
Okay, we know whores are there. I said certified freak, 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy, make that pull out game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Okay. In this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga. Catch a charge.
Extra large and extra hard. Cut. Girls, they don't care about size. It's well documented.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be. It can, and extra hard.
It just had, no, extra large and extra hard, I think what she said. I think extra average and extra hard is enough from what I've heard.
It's not about how long it is, it's about what you do with it.
Yeah, we don't, okay. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a giggle. Run us inside. Spit in my mouth. Look in my eyes. Okay. I didn't know. Is that why I'm not getting laid? Am I not spitting? Do I need to just go up to girls and spit in their mouth?
Hey,
is
I'm out. Hog a loogie.
Yeah, all right. I'm learning. Thank you, Cardi.
Yeah. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play. I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Okay. Listen, all right, let's just say this. I personally like, I don't get this. I don't get, I really don't get why it like, I'm not, I don't have any problem with it, but I don't get why people like love this so much. I just think like, are you trying to be funny now? Like this is, I can't take this seriously. I want you to park the Big Mac truck right in this little garage. this is my other, bring a bucket and my mop for this wet ass pussy. Like clearly you're trying to be funny, right?
100%. And if your pussy is really that wet that we need to get buckets, you know, there are so many unemployed people in America that can use that job being your custodian.
At that whorehouse, I bet there's a lot of...
Can we help Cardi B? Like, can we get people some jobs to clean up this mess that you and Megan Thee Stallion are making?
I have a broom.
Go make the mess, you know, have a fucking ball.
Yeah.
But hire some people to clean it up. We have so many unemployed people looking for work out there that would love to, you know, just mop up your pussy juice.
Yeah, clearly wet-ass pussies are like a huge, they can make a mess.
Yeah.
And we don't want you to not be able to have your wet-ass pussy party with people slipping all over the floor because of your wet-ass pussy.
Yeah. We're going to need to be, you know, safe about this. If people are slipping everywhere, we need some signs.
We need some signs. Caution. Yeah. Caution, wet ass pussy.
And we need some people to clean it up. And we have a lot of people who are willing to do that work.
Yeah, I mean, but this is my point. Like, I guess it's obviously, it's a bit sexual.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit, yeah.
There's some innuendos there.
Yeah, so I caught on to a couple things that was leading to sex.
Yeah, yeah, I know what she's going for. I know sex. I guess it's just, and this is like, I hear this in a lot of hip-hop songs. There's another line, this other rapper I like, Young Thug. Mm-hmm. Has this rap lyric, she want me to put my dick in her spine. I'm like, that's disgusting. Like, it sounds extremely painful for her. And, like, just, like, I don't get a lot of the ways that that sex is talked about in these songs. Like, it just grosses me out. Yeah. Like, you're telling me that girls freak out when they hear the word moist, but wet-ass pussy is like, liberation! Yeah, girls, we're free! You know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
If you send an extra Y in your hey, that's like a huge no-no, but, like, if you talk about how, you know, you're just, like, shoving it down their esophagus, I guess that's, like, chill.
Yeah. So, like, I just... And we were talking about this, like, I think America, we're so just, you know, we don't give a shit anymore. Like, I think it's almost like we're all in on a joke. Like, yeah, let's make Wet Ass Pussy the best song to ever be. Let's make it the most profitable song ever. Let's make it the hottest song ever to come out. Just because we want to be known as the country that Wet Ass Pussy
is
our hit.
Look, and I'm not taking any knocks on Cardi and Meg Thee Stallion because they have their own separate bangers. You know, they do.
Yeah.
But, like, this song is clearly, you know, a ploy to, like, get some clicks. And, honestly, that's the entertainment, you know, we deserve in the United States. That's where we're at. We want, you know, we don't want music. We want shit that gets clicks. And we don't want comedy. We just want people to go out in public and make a fool out of themselves.
Yeah.
We want people jumping off of shit. We want Supreme Patty. We want him shoving shit in his eyes.
Yeah, we need more mustard and limes in the eyes.
Yeah.
Did that kid die yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
He
would get a lot of likes if he just, like, died.
If he died,
camera,
yeah.
Though.
That would be huge.
If he just, like overdosed on ketamine. Just like, dude, yeah. He's like, he should shoot ketamine into his eyeballs.
Jesus.
what's his name? Little Supreme Dick? What's his name?
No, Supreme Patty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Supreme Patty.
Yeah, I haven't seen that guy on Instagram
in
a while.
This is clearly the content that, you know, America deserves. You know, they don't deserve good content. They don't deserve grid songs. They deserve, you know, clicks, and they deserve 6ix9ine and Supreme Patty. That's what they want. That's the move. If you've already, like, a lot of people do that to gain the clout. So people, like, a lot of rappers, like, I feel like we'll do that to gain the clout, and then they'll actually, like, publish their, like, good music and stuff. And people are like, oh, this guy's actually not. That's, like, such a good marketing scheme to get, like, so controversial and then drop, like, an actual good song. And people are like, oh, wait, well, he's actually pretty good. I think Lil Pump did so.
Lil Pump Kanye song is a lot like, I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck. Just say that 12 times, you know?
Banger.
And that's, and I mean, like, I like that song more.
Because
and it all comes down to, like, the beat, really.
Yeah.
It's better than this, and just, like, just hearing wet ass pussy over and over again. Like, our guys, like, yeah. What? Yeah.
No, it's the girls. It's the girls.
But, like, I guess a lot of people are like, it's fun music. It's fun. And I was like, this doesn't make me want to have fun.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
It kind of.
Look, listen,
I'm a freak, okay? I'm a freak.
I'm a freak.
I am a freak, but I don't want to listen to songs about it. And listen, this is not unique to rap music. There's plenty of rock songs. There's plenty of other songs that talk about sex. Like, I'm sure Red Hot Chili Peppers have some songs in there about spitting in girls' mouths that 100%. I just didn't pick up on. They're just a little more indirect about it.
Yeah.
You know, I Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into Me. I know that song was about sex, okay? I knew what he was talking about. I didn't think that song was about a car accident.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I get it. They're just a little more, I don't know, put some more effort into, there's metaphors there.
Metaphors.
Wet-ass pussy. There's really no argumenting what they're talking about there. What could she mean by this wet-ass pussy?
Yeah, she's being pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
She's talking about her pussy, and she's talking about it being soaking wet.
Here's another. This is another line that just, like, make it cream, make me scream. I'm going to open an ice cream stand called Make It Cream, Make Me Scream.
I think the line after that is, I don't cook, I don't clean, which... Facts.
Power to Packs. You. But how can you not clean with all this wet ass pussy dripping all over the place?
Gotta hire people. I don't cook. I don't clean. Not cooking and not cleaning is so all days off of Cardi B.
Yeah, and just like making a mess everywhere.
Yeah, just making a mess. Someone will clean it up.
Yeah.
Someone will clean up. That's why I need to be famous, because I don't want to do laundry and I don't want to do the dishes.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to do that for me.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, but like if you got a wet ass pussy, I feel like you have to take some responsibility on to make sure that people aren't slipping over.
Yeah.
What you leave behind, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I don't get it. Like, I'm not going to go start listening to wet ass pussy a lot. I'm sure, I'm like, kind of glad we're not like out at bars right now and people are just like, wet ass pussy. You know, everyone just starts freaking out because, oh, wet ass pussy's on.
Can you play wet ass pussy?
Please put on wet ass pussy. But I just feel like this, for me at least, like this escalate. I feel like it's escalated a lot. Like, who can get more sexual in their music? And I feel like it started with like Miley Cyrus when she was on the MTV Awards. When she did that Blurred Line song with, I forget, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke.
She just like basically, like twerked on his dick and everyone like freaked out because it was on live TV. Who cares about live? This thing was released on YouTube. Like, wait, yeah. If you're worried about your kids watching live TV, Miley's like, who cares? And now, since then, I feel like it's been
going
who
on.
Who can punch
she,
up? Yeah,
Miley really set the stage. Yeah. You know, she really is an icon.
Yeah.
She did set the stage. It's funny. I saw... she's coming out with a new single soon. So like on Twitter, there's a bunch of people like posting like quotes and like whatever. And I saw one of them and one of them was like, yeah, I'm sure my dad's not happy that I'm showing my tits everywhere. But like, I'm pretty sure like he'd rather me show my tits everywhere and be a nice person or rather than have a shirt on and just be a huge bitch all the time. And like, I agree with that.
Fantastic quote.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense.
And I'm sure Cardi gets a ton of criticism, and I'm sure she's had like funny responses to like
Cardi B. I think is one of the funniest people alive.
See, I don't think that's the thing too. I'm kind of, I guess I just don't think she's funny. I always thought she was just like kind of annoying. Like, I didn't dislike her that first song Kodak Black. That was like,
really?
Not Kodak, he's the rapper. What was it? Bodak.
It's Bodak.
Bodak
Yellow.
Pussy. I forget
Bodak
what it was
Yellow.
Called. But yeah, that was a good song. But as far as her, like her Twitter personality and like being fun, like I just always thought she was. Yeah. Yeah.
But I hope she stays herself, and I like that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. Do you think like this is her being herself, or that she's elevating it?
I think she's elevating it, but like she's been on TV for a little bit, so she was on the VH1 show. I forgot what it was called. Mm-hmm. Love and Hip Hop. She was on Love and Hip Hop, and I think that's where she like got her status, I guess. And then she knows the game. She knows what, you know, dumb Americans want, and they want meow.
I mean, she's really like Snooki of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Way more successful Snooki.
Yeah.
All with all this TikTok stuff going on, I just hope that the wet ass pussy challenge drops on TikTok before it gets shut down. I can't wait to see the wet ass pussy challenge. It's definitely going to be just like 20-year-old girls playing wet ass pussy and like singing the lyrics in front of their moms until their mom like hits them over the head with a broom.
It's going to be like gray leggings, and they're just going to like throw water and shit. It's just like very, very noticeable, like see-through, like not see-through, but like you could see the water.
Yeah. I guess I'm glad summer's almost over, because I think this is going to be the hit of the summer.
Yeah, we need some... Do you think it's because they all ran out of power and they're just sweating?
I doubt Cardi B was negatively impacted by a tropical storm. I'm sure she's fine. I actually heard the tropical storm was her pussy.
Oh yeah. Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B caused the hurricane.
It's no coincidence that wet ass pussy dropped right after a tropical storm. Don't think that that's a coincidence.
Yeah, it's the after effect.
That's the storm surge that they were talking about.
We don't say storm surge.
Why? Do we have bad memories of storm surge here?
Nah, the Carolina hurricanes. But, you know, we forgive and we forget.
Again. You guys are out. Congratulations.
Yeah, hockey's over. Let's go Mets, I guess.
Yeah. I would love to go watch the Met game that started 20 minutes ago, but the basement of my house flooded. And
damn.
And my dad's
Cardi
like, hey.
B down there? Meg down there?
Yeah.
Should I check?
But my mom and dad are trying to figure out like where this leak could have come from. I was like, I think someone wet ass pussy is down here.
It's just some fucking overflowing.
I'm like, oh, sorry, mom. I had someone over. She had a wet ass pussy. No, it's a flood, and I'm going to have to go help my dad. My dad was like, hurry up with the podcast because you got to help clean up this flood in the basement.
It's like, sorry, Cardi B was downstairs watching Jason Derulo TikToks.
Yeah, so I get to go help my dad now. Should I just like blast wet ass pussy? I was like, Dad, we'll clean up, but you got to hear this new song. And just put, there's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. My dad would be, can you just put on some Steely Dan?
I love using my dad's car when I was younger, and like I would obviously be blasting Hip Hop Nation or like 97.1, yeah. Forget to like either lower it or change it. So like he'll like wake up for his day in the morning, and instead of it being like hip hop, instead of it being like classic vinyl, it's just Hip Hop Nation. Just
instead of like Jessica, like, it's like it's Charlamagne the God yelling Donkey of the Day.
Instead of Mad Money by Jim Cramer, it's like Rick Ross like talking about how much money.
Fuck Master Flex in the morning.
Another one. Drop a bomb on it.
Yeah. So what do you think is gonna top wet ass pussy? Like, how do you? Who
I don't
do
think.
Do you think Nicki is gonna clap back with like a tight ass asshole or something like that? Like, you gonna come out with her own song?
Nicki's gonna.
I got a big old clitty. Like, what's the next one?
I don't know. I don't think this is gonna, you know, be a top dog for. I think this is just a fad. It's gonna get a lot of clicks, and then it's gonna move on.
I think it's an escalation. It's Amber Rose had that slut walk. This is like, just, you know, it's like free liberation for women. Free the nipple, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Free the big wet ass pussies. Let them out.
Let them
so
out.
I think someone's just gonna I got my airy areolas, you know. Like, just
like, did you say hairy areolas?
Hairy,
hairy areolas.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Nicki has to come out with something. I don't know. Maybe Lizzo will come out with.
They don't compete.
Well, maybe it'll be a male. Maybe a male rapper. Maybe Young Thug will come out with. Rock old Dickie. rock hard Dickie.
Nice. Yo, you hear what Lil Thug, Young Thug just came out? What? Big ass dick.
Big ass dick. I got a big ass dick.
Sounds like a Lonely Island.
You know, the opening would be the same. There's some whores in this house.
Again, where the fuck is this house?
A lot of lyrics would be the same. I don't cook, I don't clean.
Yeah.
Bring a.
I don't cook, I don't clean.
Bring a drill and a bucket for this hard ass cock.
Why a drill?
I don't know, man. I'm not a rapper, okay? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is much harder to write wet ass pussy than I'm giving them credit for.
I mean, like, I'm sure it's not easy.
I'm sure it took zero time at all.
Hey, that's all days off.
Yeah, this is actually a very all days off song. Well, we jump back into it. We hope you didn't miss us too much during our bye week. We're not going to take another one anytime soon.
No, we're going in and we're going after it.
We're going after it. I'm going to go clean up the basement.
Have fun with that. I'm going to go not do that.
Yeah.
I do have some lawn mowing to do. Not tonight. I'm going to save it for another time, of course.
If you didn't save it for tomorrow, what would you have to do tomorrow?
I'll have an interview tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
You should bail on that.
Bail on it, yeah.
Bail.
But it is a comedy interview. So, it's chill. We'll cut it.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Peace, fellas.